Students from the University of the Sunshine Coast have joined others from around the country for a very special live Q&A session with the Ukrainian president. The live link-up was given the green light late yesterday afternoon, with Volodymyr Zelensky speaking via live stream about his experiences as a world leader close to 6 months on since the war with Russia began. He took this question from USC student Bailey, which was read out by former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop.
Has there been any additional international aid for Ukrainians with disability and other minorities needing extra help to survive? And if not, what is the most appropriate way for us as both individuals and as a nation to help?
Historic concrete fortifications on Bribie Island will be knocked down. The structures were built for defence during World War II. However, due to years of increased corrosion, they're now considered to be a serious safety risk to members of the public. The Department of Environment and Science had worked to try and maintain the structures, but says there was no way to stop natural coastal processes from taking place. Work is now underway to partially collapse them. And it seems there isn't much of a break between severe weather seasons at the moment, which is why we're being asked to make sure we're always prepared. Council's local disaster management group is asking all Sunshine Coasters to take 3 steps to be ready by having an emergency response plan in place, packing our emergency and evacuation kits, and making sure our insurance has adequate coverage and is up to date. This week, members of our disaster response team were put through a number of training exercises to put into practice improved processes and learnings. While Sunshine Coast surf lifesaver Sam Short is still celebrating his gold medal in the pool, winning the men's 1500 metre freestyle, the last event in the swimming program. The 18-year-old Club Maroochydore member recording an incredible 10-second PB in the final race.